For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. It's not unusual for tourists to stop and gaze at Charleston's historic downtown homes, but 42 Rutledge does stand out. It's where we first met Gary Walters.
Well, we're standing on what they call in the South the piazza, essentially the front porch. And we're currently about 11 feet up in the air.
The veteran contractor had just raised the city's first large pre-Civil War home. It was a first for him as well.
How do you learn how to do that?
A lot of research.
There was a lot to figure out 4 months ago after Walters raised the home and prepared to build a new higher foundation before setting it back down. Like, how do you remove giant logs found beneath layers of buried brick?
They didn't have concrete, so they would put these giant palmetto logs in.
And how do you protect not one, but two brick chimneys?
Place your foot on this cleat right here.
We climbed out of the top floor window for a look.
If anything on the outside of this house, if you can see it from the street, it has to look like it did when it was built in 1859.
That includes not just the chimneys, but the front door. It will remain in place, even though the home will eventually sit nearly 3 feet higher than it did before. That's because the city has strict rules about restoring historic homes, rules this home's owner, Jack Margulies, has had to follow before.
We bought it right after Hurricane Hugo. The third floor was blown off. The bottom floor was flooded.
The home had been in the Tecklenburg family for 100 years, as in John Tecklenburg, the mayor of Charleston. The Margulies family rebuilt it then, and is doing so again, after a fire destroyed much of it nearly 2 years ago. They've seen their neighbors' homes repeatedly flood since, and wanted to plan ahead. But the city initially said no.
And it turned into a huge battle for me because I wanted to raise the home.
The city had never before approved a plan to raise such a large historic home. Its job had long been to preserve and protect their integrity and character. But Margulies argued flood-damaged historic homes are less than charming, and owners worried about plummeting property values may flee the bustling city. Perhaps the strongest argument came from 3 consecutive years of bad weather, the 2015 record rains, then 2 hurricanes. Winslow Hasty is the president of the Historic Charleston Foundation, helping advise the city.
Yeah, this very easily could be the largest sort of existential threat to the historic district that it's ever faced, certainly.
Hasty says the city that has survived war, earthquakes, fires, and hurricanes may now be at risk because of rising sea levels.
And if we want to be pragmatic and sensitive to homeowners who are the ones that are maintaining these properties, paying the insurance, doing everything that all the tourists come to see.
He says the city has to be more willing to approve raising homes if it wants to protect its own prosperity and future. Back at the big house.
This is the day I've been dreaming of, to sit this thing back down on its new legs.
72 piers, each 80 feet deep. 26 computerized hydraulic jacks slowly ease the historic home down. Frida Margulies just came by to get the family's mail.
See it? See it? It's officially down. There it goes.
Gary Walters is visibly relieved. He combs his hair with his hands, looks up, and grins. This may have been his first historic house raising, but it's likely not his last.
That's why people come here, the charm of these historic homes. So, yeah, it's worth preserving.
For more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.